Today's share in the Dear Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Ches Omud Aleph. And we are in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. And we just began yesterday Siman Reish Ayin Zayin, which deals with the halachos of kibui, of extinguishing a flame. And we are on the very last words of Nun Zayin Omud Beis with Siv Gimel. The Mechaber starts and he says, Shochach Ner al HaTavla. If you forget a candlestick with a flame lit on it, on a tabla is like a platter. Minairas HaTavla, you can shake off to play the candlestick tray. V'hu nofel afilu hudolek, and the candlestick can fall off even if it's lit, it's not a problem. Rak shlo yichavi l'chabosu, and if it falls off and it happens to get extinguished when it falls off, that's not your problem, you don't have to be concerned about it. But you shouldn't intend to obviously have the candle be extinguished. Mr. Bruin Siv Kotnyad Beis explains that you put the candle there and you left it there, Mibod Yom Shlomidas. You didn't think about it and you left it there Erev Shabbos, and now it's there on Shabbos. You want to get rid of it. You need the table. You need that place. And even if you intentionally put it on that tray, but you didn't intend that it should stay there all Shabbos long, and you then forgot about it. In this situation, that's also called that you left it there. Dishavut number 17 brings down that if originally your intention was that the candle would stay there all Shabbos, and you put it there on Erev Shabbos, and then you subsequently change your mind to Erev Shabbos, but you didn't do an actual Maisa, he says that Machshava is also that you're going to plan on removing it, even then if you forget to remove it, it's considered like you forgot it. He also brings down from Moshe Feinstein's Atzal that if a person intended to put something else on it, as we'll see, if you have something that's a basis l'davar also davar amutter, if you have a candlestick tray and you have your rings on it or something else on the table that is very special and chashuv, so that's now the candlestick tray or the table is a basis l'davar amutter, and you also have the candles on it, that's a davar aser, so it could be both the davar aser, davar amutter, so then you can move such a basis, you can move such a tray or a table. But Moshe Feinstein says, if you intended to put something on it, but you forgot to put the positive thing, the davar chashuv on it that's mutter, so then we consider it as if you just left the candlesticks there by themselves, and not that you can say, well, as if you had put the jewelry on the table as well. We'll learn about this more in a few moments. Mr. Berurah Siv Kotnyad Gimel says this tavla, and this would be today the equivalent of having the table. We don't put the candles just on a candlestick tray, we put them on the table. They didn't necessarily put it on a table, so here they had different tables than we do. So therefore, here we're talking about the same thing would be, the candles are on the table. And you forgot them there, and now you want to remove them, so it's not a problem. You can shake them off the table. If the candles go out, it's not a problem. Siv Kotnyad Yudalit, Minai, you adjust it, you shake the table, Kishitzorich LaTavla, that's when you need the tavla over here, you want the candlestick tray, or you want the table. So then, even though when you're shaking off the candlestick tray, the candle's going to fall off and they make it extinguished, you're shaking off the table and the candles fall off it, they may get extinguished. Even though that may happen, it's not your problem, it's permissible to do this, because the law have ipsikration, it's not a guarantee that that's going to happen. And therefore, we hold the Kaimalon, the Dover, Sheinam Mitzkavet is Mutter, since you didn't intend this, and it's not a psikresha, it is permissible. However, the Miri qualifies this, the Mishnah Berurah says, because of the Miri, the Davkim who Minaro Benachas, that's when it's not a psikresha. You gently have them remove the candles, you shake it in a way that it gently falls off. Dainu, Shemata HaTavla Umarida, you lift up the tablet and you adjust it in a way that it will fall gently to the floor. Umarida L'Aretz V'Achakach Uminaro, so it's now on the floor and you shake it off, it just falls to the floor. Because if you're doing it from a higher place, Dilav Hochi, Hupsik Resha, then it's almost a guarantee that if you make the candlestick fall from a higher distance, it's going to fall on the floor, the flame is going to go out. And there's also Mashma for the Mariel, and it's also brought down by the El Yerabba, the Vio El Yerabba. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagot, the Tov La Soso Ayidei Eino Yehudi, B'mokum She'eno Tzorach Kol Kach. He brings down from the Kolbo that it would be preferable to have a non-Jewish person do this rather than have a Jewish person do this, unless it was something that you really desperately needed right now. If it's not such a tzorech, better to wait and ask a non-Jewish person to do this. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Tesvav, V'yoz, Afilu B'ner Shol Shem and Shari. In that situation, the non-Jewish person can even take it when it's a oil-based type of light, a candle over here, and that will almost certainly be extinguished. The b'makom she'eino miskaven shari, because your intention isn't to extinguish it, your intention is to get it off the tablet, off this tavla over here. Ayideinu Yehudi afilu psikresha, and a non-Jewish person is allowed to do this, even though it's a psikresha that it will come out. The Dirsh footnote 21 explains that we've already learned this previously in Siman Reish Nun Gimel. Sha'amiru l'nachri nechsheves ki'isr shein b'maisa. Because when you tell a non-Jewish person to do something, that is not called a maisa. And therefore, one can be makel over here when you're telling a non-Jewish person to do something, even though it's a psik reisha, but it's not a maisa that you're doing, and therefore it's permissible. Umashim b'maril, the Maril explains, then eino Yehudi mezuman, if there is no non-Jewish person available, here lasso sayde katan, then you could possibly, preferably do this with a katan rather than doing this yourself. Issue number 22 brings down a whole discussion we've had previously. When you have a choice between a shot or a cotton, who should go? Between a cherish and a cotton, who should go? Ayin shom. Back to the mechaber. The mechaber continues. We're talking here, it's not an oil candle, as we just brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, that by a non-Jewish person, even an oil candle to be done. But will we allow a person to shake it off the tray or the table? That's only when you're dealing with a wax candle or something like a wax candle, which won't automatically go out. It's not a psik ratio. Or if you're dealing with an oil candle, oshaloye bo shemen, the oil is essentially all done and the wick is just still moist with the oil, and you're not going to be extinguishing it more or less with this type of a candle. However, aval im yesh bo shemen, if it is an oil candle over here, so then efshar shaloye kravenu el psila, there's no way that by shaking it won't get closer to the psila v'nimtza mavir, and you're causing it to burn more brightly, which is an issur of mavir. Now the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Tezayin explains, Rotsu lomar shadolek it's rakap psila ukvar kol hashemen. As I mentioned before, when we said that if it's an oil candle, then it would be okay as long as there was no oil left, because the psila is already moist, it's still burning, but it's not going to get any more oil closer to it. You won't be having a problem of mavir. As Sivkot Yuzayin in the Mishnah Berurah says, v'davko b'niyor amrinan dupsik reisha. It's when you tilt it and you adjust it, you're going to force the oil to go either closer to it or further away from it. Avo b'tiltu b'alma es a tablet, but as you lift up the tablet over here, this tray, ashulchan, or the table, mimokal lamokam, to move it from one place to another place, if you do it carefully, you're not necessarily going to make the oil come closer or further away from the psila, and therefore it would be shari, afilu mulach olav ner shoshemen. It would be permissible, even if it was an oil candle over here, it would be permissible if you're careful with it. The low heavy psik ratio, it won't automatically be a psik ratio. And again, v'davka imhu metatlo benachas, as long as you're sure that it's not a psik ratio, you're carrying it very carefully, should be allowed to move the candle off the table from the tray if it's done in a very careful way. Again, this will assume that is the type of thing that you're allowed to move, as we'll say in a moment, with the bosses, that is the bosses of davar osa, davar mutu. The issue number 23 brings down from Rav Ozer Zatzal and the Kibbutz Mibeis Levi. He says that if you have a wick that's floating in oil, so then he says, she'ein tzorech lizor letiltelo dafka benachas, then it can be moved a little bit faster because it's constantly in the oil. Whichever way it goes, you're not tilting the oil towards it. Shari hapsil tzofol of the wick is floating on it. Then it doesn't get further or closer to the oil in that situation. Again, back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, he brings down from the Gemara, v'minicho ala midas, if you intentionally put the candles on this table, on this tray, then you wanted it over there. Until now, we've been talking about, well, you forgot it over there. But now you wanted it over there. It's exactly what you wanted. Now it's mukta. Also, Lenari, you're not allowed to move it over here. Sharia tabla, he busses, because the tabla becomes the base. The Ramah explains, Pirush, dover hanosi, dover achas, something that carries something else. That's called targum. The unkelis, it says, yes, kano. And the pasuk in the Chumash says, it's akior, yes, kano. It means, v'yos besise. The word busses means that's the base for it. Like the word base. Right? Baseball is kadur basis. So, base is over here the bosses for the davar asur. So you intentionally put the candles on this table or on this tray over here. So it's not that you forgot it there. So you intentionally made this a bosses le davar asur, and in this situation you are forbidden to move this because it is muktzah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudches says, in Siman Shin Tes, Yisbar, we'll see and learn over there, Sheesh Machlokis, Eimo Nikra Midas. How do we define that you intentionally put over there, there's a Machlokis? Imbo, and do you need Dafko Shionicho Aldas, Sheesham Kola Shabbos? Then when the person put it there on Erev Shabbos, he says, I hereby, so to say, am planting this here for all of Shabbos, and that's called Midas. Or, O Afilu, Rak Bechnisasu Luchot, or is enough that you intended to have it there at the beginning of Shabbos. And he says, "Vinei haneiro shanu madlikin al shulchan." Our candles today, that when we light them on the table, daitenu litlo lamocha aydein yehudi. We always have in mind, he says, that they could potentially be removed from a non-Jewish person tomorrow, so we'll have more room on the table. And therefore, uladash hayesh omrim hamekilim sham. According to the opinion over there, it says that you can be mekel in that situation. Ein dino kimeniach. That's not called that you are placed in there all of Shabbos, because you were planning on having the non-Jewish person remove them during Shabbos, according to the second opinion that we brought down, the Momekel opinion. So lo nasa shulchan mamap a basis liyus. So that's not called making into a basis ledover asur. It has to intend to have been there all Shabbos to make it into a base for something that's asur, and this is a huge kula. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, because of a bach, the imnofal ner shel shayva o chelev ala shulchan, if the candle that was made of wax or fat fell onto the table, the ain o yehudi o katan, and there is no non-Jewish person or katan mezumah lefanav to go and remove it, shari l'nar b'yatzma, then you can adjust it yourself and shake it off yourself. The b'makom say that, because this would be a financial loss to you over here, samchin al mekilim, you can rely upon the mekel opinion that if the tension wasn't that it should be there the entire time, for all of Shabbos, you can rely upon this mekel opinion that we just brought down, and now, the lo mikri miniach, that's not called intentionally putting it there, kivin shoyo daito l'salik l'mochus, since you intended to remove it the next day with a non-Jewish person, so even though right now it's Friday night, and the non-Jewish person isn't there, you can go and do tiltul over here, minatzad, to go and remove it. You can shake the table. Now that Mr. Brewer brings down over here a very important idea for the Magen Avraham, and he says, if at the same time that you have the candles on the table or on the tray, if during the Ben HaShemoshos period of time you also had gam kikaros, you had the loaves of bread, ushar dvarma, and other important things, shetzarech l'Shabbos, that you need for Shabbos, on the table or on the tray over here, then pshito dehem chashuvim yosem in there. They're more important than the candles, which doesn't mean the candlesticks. They may be gold or silver. Dehainu min hashalheves haner adalekes. They're more important than the flame of this candle and candlestick. And therefore, this tablet or this tray or this table now is v'nase basis legabayu, is a basis, it's a base over here, not only for the candlesticks and the flame, but it's also a basis for the kikaros or the other dava choshev that you have for tzarech Shabbos or kamosha kosev simin shenyud sivches, as we'll learn later on. The hechidu basis leheter, if something is a basis ledava mutter or leiser and dava aser, so then it's a basis, a base for both of them. The heter choshuv yoser, and the heter item, the mutter item, is a more significant item. The who batul legabe yehetes, and the dover aser is batul to the dover heter. The shore lekuli amul inar, and then everybody would agree that this is not a basis of dover aser anymore. This is now permissible to shake this, and you therefore would be allowed to shake off the muktzah candlestick from this now basis ledover aser umutter, which is considered a basis ledover hamutter. The Ishafut number 28 has a very important idea. He says, the chashivas of the bread over here is mishum sheim nitzrochus ol Shabbos, because you need it for Shabbos. And this is brought down in the Losh of the Chayyadah. The chayin da'asa chazonish. The chazonish says also as well, sha'af api sheshov yov ha'mamoni shal ha'isr godo yosem shal ha'heter. The challahs are worth $5 each, and the candlesticks are worth hundreds of dollars. Mikol mokum dover ha'heter shenitzroch lo l'shimush b'Shabbos. The challah over here is more chashiv in regards to this Shabbos than the candlesticks are. And this is also brought down by Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe. And likewise, Rav Ozner Zatzal in the Shevet Halevi brings down that even if the candlesticks are very expensive over here, the silver candlesticks, it's not a problem if you have the challahs on the table. The challahs are objectively worth less money, but in a sense, they are more chashuv for Shabbos than are the flame of the candlesticks, even though the value of the candlesticks may be more from a monetary point of view. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, "Vim ef shal lenar b'mokum zeh mishum seda." If you're not able to shake the candlesticks onto the floor because they'll break, and that would be a financial loss, "Dainu shiavsid eizad davar yidei hapolas haner b'mokum zeh," or it will cause something else to be destroyed over here by knocking over the candles onto this thing. So then, "Rashoy l'taltal ashulchan b'mokum achad." Then you can pick up the table and move the table to another place where now when you drop the candlesticks, you're not going to cause a financial loss for yourself. And if you need the table itself to go put something on it, then you're allowed to move the table, even if the candles are still lit on it. Since the challahs were on the table at the time that you lit the candles, so the table is a basis l'davar amutter. Then it's not called only a basis l'davar asur. And as we just pointed out, if it's a basis l'davar asur umutter, so then you're allowed to move it as long as the mutter item is more chashuv. And this is the minog, the very common minog amongst Chai Yisrael. The women are very, very careful. ala shulchan kodem lakas neros. The women, they set the table and they put the challahs, the lechem mishnah, on the table before they light the candles. So now you have on the table, you have it's a basis ledavar aser, the candlesticks, but also ledavar mutter. The table is now mutter because of the challah on it. Or minog nachunu. The Mishnah Berurah says this is a correct custom. Kedeshia mutter letaltalas a shulchan kishia tzorichlo. If you want to move the table, you're now capable of doing so. And he brings down in the Shaar HaTzion Oschof, this is the opinion of the Derech HaChayim, the Chai Adam, Shagas Aryeh, and he says as well that others do disagree. The Maitzer Rab from the Vilna Gaon, it brings down that he was Machmer, and he says that his reason was the Choshesh L'Svaros HaRivash, he's going to be concerned about the Svar of the Rivash that we're going to learn, but the Minog is to be Makel over here, like the Magen Avraham and the Shagas Aryeh. So the bottom line is, the Mishnah Berurah says, you can move this table if you need it, as long as the challahs were on the table. But he says, however, if the candles are oil candles, and when you move the table, you have to be very, very careful. You may be allowed to move the table, but you're still not allowed to do havara or kiboy. So when you're lifting up the table to move it over here, be careful that there are oil candles on it, that you don't bring the oil closer to the wick or further away from the wick, that you're not over havara or kiboy. And he says, the Prima Gadim says, after the candles have gone out, then you're not allowed to go move the table with the candles on it, because now you can go and just tilt the table and have the candles fall off it. There's no fire over here, there's no concern anymore. This is talking about when the metal candles, and when you shake it off over here, they're not going to break anything. The metal candlesticks, the copper candlesticks over here, or the silver candlesticks, they're not going to fall and break, and therefore you're not allowed to move the table in that situation. Just adjust the table and the candles will fall off, and then you're clear and okay. So, just to sum up, the Mechaber says over here that you're not allowed to move the candles if there is no mutter item on the table because the tray or the table is a basis ledavar aser. Now the Ramah says, Hagah, umikamaka mutter liga betavla. However, one is permitted to certainly touch the tray, hold the eno metal to lener, because you're not moving the candle in this situation. Now, in the Chavetz Chaim, in the Bir Halacha, the Ramaskal, hold the eno metal to lener, says the Lashon over here is a little bit dachuk. And at the end of this, Dibra Maschel, he says, Hoy Lolomar, it would have been better to say, Ho, the Eino Metatlo be a daim. You're not actually moving the candles with your hands itself. And he says, that's the similar lashon that we'll have coming up. And the Ramah continues and he says, V'u adin shemutu ligar, miminor shemibesa knesses. Likewise, you're allowed to touch the candelabra that you have in the shul. V'aneiros dolkosolov, even if the candles are lit in this candelabra. V'aneiros dolkosolov, uvavach lo yinaneya. As long as you don't go and move it. Brought down the name of the Mordechai. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nutes, Hainu bikfua amokom echot, it's set in place over here, avolam hitluya, but if it's hanging, afilu liga ba'osu, then you're not even allowed to touch it, she bikal yinanea, because when you touch it, it's going to move. Vafilu shekvar kavu, and this is true, even if the kavu haneros, if the candles have gone out, you're still not allowed to move it, and this is mashma b'magin avrom, le'el b'simin reish samachay, v'chem mi'ataz, b'sivkot n'vav. We're talking here that you're only allowed to do this when it is set, so you're not really moving it. And he says, which can be found in the Dibra Maschel, Hoveda Metaltel, we just read a moment ago. He says, that it's called tiltu minatzad, even if it were to move in this situation, you're not intending to move it, so even if it does get moved, it's not a problem. I just point out one last thing in dish foot number 36. He does distinguish between different types of metal candlesticks when you're allowed to tilt them onto the ground. And he says, for example, silver candlesticks or copper, brass candlesticks that would in some way be damaged by the falling on the floor. So the great Stipler Gaon Zatzal says, "Ein tzarich la'arim, you don't have to go shake them off the table. Sharin if sodom edik zeh, because they would be damaged." And he says, when it's talking about the pamute matechas over here, when it's talking about the metal candlesticks, it's talking about steel or iron or strong candlesticks those days that were much heavier and thicker and wouldn't break by falling or be damaged in any way. Finally, at the end of the issue for number 33, he says, when you are allowed to move it over here to bring it to a place where it can be safely shaken off from the tablet or from the table, so he brings down from Rekiva Eger, Zatzal, She'eno muta l'taltalo rak ad mokum shebo yochol l'naris ha'mukta mayolav, in a place you can only bring it to, that only bring it as far as there is a place where you can safely shake it off. As opposed to the Ramah, he's surprised that the Ramah in Simon Reish Samach Vav said that once you're allowed to move it, you can move it to any place that you would want. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman in Deir Shavuot number 32 brings down the situation. Eino yochel inar machmas iser. If you are not able to go and shake the candlesticks off, because it will definitely be, for example, kibui, it will be a psik resh of kibui. So then Rosh Shlomo Zalman brings down that in this situation, it's considered like ef shel inar. It's as if you can't go and shake it off, and therefore you'd be allowed to take the whole table or the tablet or the item and move it. As opposed to the Tila David, it says he's not sure. Who said you can't do this? Rosh Shlomo Zalman paskins that you can. That concludes today's shir.